My name is David Kurtenbach. I'm a freelance singer, and for the last 9 years, I've been in charge of the musical training of choristers in the Grace Cathedral Choir of Men and Boys in San Francisco. When I ask you to think of love, many different images and sensations will come to mind. Perhaps you think of people in your life, or pets, or maybe you see the color red, shapes of hearts, chocolate boxes, or valentines. But if I ask you to think of a flower that represents love, I'm willing to bet that most of you will immediately think of roses. In fact, roses have been associated with feelings of love since ancient times, and in particular, they are strongly connected with devotion to Mary and the love she had for her son Jesus. The famous Christmas carol begins, "There is no rose of such virtue as is the rose that bare Jesus." Today I'd like to look at another carol, The Crown of Roses, by Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. This is not a hymn, but in its choral setting, it's well known to members of the Anglican Communion. The tune comes from Tchaikovsky's Opus 54, Songs for Children, and is written for solo voice with piano accompaniment. There, it's called Legend, and it sets a poem by Alexei Plesheyev, where we encounter an imaginary scene from Jesus' childhood. As Jesus tends to his rose garden, a troop of children come by and mock him, asking if the roses are for his hair. He ignores the implications and invites them to take the blooms, but leave the thorny branches. The children oblige and fashion a crown out of the branches, and with rough fingers press it into Jesus' skin. The drops of blood that fall to the ground sprout red roses of their own. Now, Tchaikovsky was not an Anglican. As a member of the Russian Orthodox Church, his worship life would have been steeped in the vivid and direct imagery of icons. Religious icons are familiar to many of us in the Episcopal Church. In fact, at least in the Bay Area, almost every Episcopal Church has an icon of the Virgin Mary. But icons are unfamiliar, too. The small images burst out of a gold-leafed background. We see brightly colored, wide-eyed figures of Jesus, Mary, and others, sometimes alone and sometimes frozen in dramatic scenes from the Bible, a snapshot of a reading, or a defining moment in the life of a saint. These small images are intensely powerful and full of detail. They help us focus our scattered thoughts into real, meaningful prayer. And through their smallness, they show us much larger things. I like to think of this carol as a musical icon. Tchaikovsky vividly depicts the mocking tone of the children's words as the tenors leap out of the choral texture to take over the melody. Do you bind roses in your hair? And again, at the moment, thorns pierce Jesus' skin with a painfully dissonant cadence on the words, "Pressed it down." And then again, as the drops of blood splash in the dust with famously Russian low notes written for the basses. Plesheyev's text is an icon of its own. Each year on Good Friday, we are taken through Jesus' passion in the words of John. The story and its details are familiar to us all, but also completely unfamiliar. None of us has lived knowing the oppression and judgment of Roman authorities or the Pharisees, but hasn't each one of us experienced the taunting of children on a playground? In under 2 minutes, we live the entire life of Christ in music, a snapshot from his youth that reminds us of everything that's about to come. Don't sweat the small stuff, advised the title of a popular self-help book from the late 90s. The platitude continues in its subtitle, and it's all small stuff. Perhaps we can take a lesson from these small icons and let their details remind us of a bigger picture. As we approach Holy Week, let's take some time to explore and appreciate all of the small stuff. For in this rose contained was heaven and earth in little space, res miranda, a thing of wonder indeed.
Thanks to David Kurtenbach for this episode. For more, like our Facebook page or visit songsinthedesert.org. I'm David Sinden. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday with another Song in the Desert.